Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Overcoming Low Self-Esteem podcast. This podcast is designed to teach you about self-esteem, how we get low self-esteem, what triggers it, what can come from it if we don't heal from it, and of course, how to overcome it. If you enjoy this podcast, please do us a huge favor and rate, subscribe, and share this podcast. Please rate and comment. We love your feedback. Your feedback is important to us, and we want to make this podcast a podcast that heals and touches the world. If you have questions, if you have suggestions, if you have ideas, please email us at overcoming@vatsjr.com. That's overcoming@vatsjr.com. That'll also be in the notes. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Overcoming Low Self-Esteem podcast. I am your host, Tempest. I am grateful that you are here. Before we get started, please do me a huge favor. If you haven't already, please like, rate, share, and subscribe to this podcast. Please tell the world about how this podcast is helping you. If it is, if it's not, I still welcome your feedback. While you're subscribing, please also follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. That information can be found in the show notes, as well as if you have questions, comments, suggestions, concerns, or if you would like to be a guest on this podcast. Please email me at overcoming@vatsjr.com. That's overcoming@theatsjr.com. So for the past couple of episodes, we were talking about affirmations for someone going through low self-esteem. And today I want to talk about 6 personal commitments I think you should make to yourself. Of course, you can always add, remove, amend, whatever. But these are just 6 commitments I believe that you need in order to survive and overcome your low self-esteem state. So, not wasting time. First commitment is stop pretending you are okay in order to please others. And last episode, not needing to please everyone, how people pleasing is a death sentence. If you commit to yourself to stop pretending that you are okay in order to please others, your life will change. You know, it's okay not to be okay. And it's okay not to be okay in order to make people around you comfortable. And it's okay to be okay and still not people please. And I feel that a lot of us are surrounded by people who are only around us because of the things that we do for them, not because of the person that we are. And if you were to stop answering the phone or stop jumping up every time they needed you, or stop opening up your wallet and lending money that you know will never come back, or stop, you know, sharing your struggles and your situations so you can listen to theirs, you will find yourself not with the same group of people around you. And that is heartbreaking, and that is unfortunate. But being around the right people is crucial. Your circle matters. You mind your circle, please, ladies and gentlemen. Pay attention to the company that you keep. But stop pretending that you are okay in order to please people. Whether you realize it or not, people actually get so uncomfortable when you're not okay, or get so uncomfortable when you talk about your feelings, especially if you're struggling with a mental health issue. People shy away from it. They get cringy, or they say, oh, I don't want to talk about that right now. Or unfortunately, some people brush you off and tell you how you need to go pray, and all this just unnecessary stuff. It's okay not to pretend in order to make someone else comfortable in your life. If you have a situation you're going through, or you're feeling a certain thing or whatever, it's okay to be in your feelings and not adjust because someone in your life is too self-centered to listen to you, too self-centered to care about you or to help you through. So if you're surrounded by people who only talk to you when they need something, and when you get ready to talk, and when you need a listening ear, and they aren't around, you may need to evaluate that relationship and either address the situation and see if it gets better, or just terminate it altogether and move on with your life. And it's okay. It's okay to let people walk out of your life, just like it's okay for you to walk out of someone's life. Number two, learn how to say no and stick to it. This was a huge battle for me because, yes, low self-esteem, yes, disease to please, yes, it was hard to say no. It was hard to say no, and then even harder to say no and stay with that decision. So let's talk about that for a bit. When you say no and then someone asks you again and you switch and say yes, that lets them know that they can manipulate and control you into saying yes. So that's why I added the "and stick to it" part to this commitment. If you tell someone, no, I can't help you, and then they make a huge deal out of it, or they wait a few days and come back and ask you again, and you give in and say yes, then that lets them know, if I do A, I can get my results. If I twist their arm, I can get what I want out of them. And once you let someone know that you have a weakness, they will pray, they will manipulate, and they will control you to the point to where you're not even aware of it. So learn to say no and then stick to your decisions. Previously said it in number one, but a lot of us, especially those of us with low self-esteem, those of us who are battling that battle, we are more than likely surrounded by people who are only there to use us. And that's a harsh reality. It's hard to hear. It's hard to accept. But we are more than likely surrounded by at least a few people who are there only because they want to prey on you, and they know that if they make you feel bad, if they hit a button of yours, if they twist your arm a little bit, they know that they can get anything out of you because your self-esteem is so low on yourself. You will do whatever it takes to get your mind off of it. Learn to say no. How many of us have been in situations, people have asked us to do a favor, people have asked us to loan them money, have asked us to help them with a event or with a project, have asked us to, you know, can I stay at your house? Can you help me move? Can you do this and that for me? Only to immediately regret it. Only to say yes, but really know that you wanted to scream out no. And how did that situation work out for you? Someone asks you to borrow money and you know that you don't have it, or you know that they have a horrific habit of borrowing and not returning, or they've borrowed from you in the past and have not paid you back, and you know, it's sort of the elephant in the room whenever they come around. How many times have they came back to you and you know in your heart that you should have said no and you ended up saying yes? And how have you regretted that? How have you regretted saying yes to a question when you should have said no? It happens. And when you're in low self-esteem, I've mentioned before, you feel like you have to people please. You feel that if you don't agree, then the world is going to collapse or they will leave you behind, you know, and it's okay to say no. So I remember I did a video on saying no, and someone told me how much it helped them, how much people around them were constantly asking for favors and they kept saying yes, and they were pulled into so many different directions that they had no time, no room, no space for themselves. And I wondered how many other people are in that same shoes. How many times have you said yes when you should have said no? And overcompensating your low self-esteem by trying to be busy for other people doesn't build up your self-esteem. It actually lowers it. It lowers your self-esteem because you feel that you have no worth unless you are literally killing yourself for other people. So just be mindful of agreeing to things that you know you have no business agreeing to. It is easier and better for you in the long haul to just say no than to say yes and stress yourself out. And a lot of times if you tell someone no, if they are the right person, they will accept that. They will acknowledge that and they'll be grateful and nothing will change. Nothing will change, excuse me. But if someone does get upset because you said no and you just, it's not something you want or need to do, I encourage you to evaluate that relationship. Number 3, give yourself permission to make mistakes. Give yourself permission to do things differently, because if you listened to a couple of episodes ago, I quoted Oprah and said that there are no mistakes. There are just different paths people take. So give yourself permission to take a different path. A lot of us, when we get to a fork in the road where we have to make a decision, we get stuck at the fork. We never move forward. We're constantly staring at road A and road B, and we never make a decision because we're afraid that if we take B instead of A, B is the wrong way. Or if we take A instead of B, A is going to take us longer. So instead of making a decision, we get stuck because we don't want to be seen as someone going down a different path. One, you need to learn you have to make a decision. In Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill pretty much says that poverty comes to those who don't make decisions. If you're indecisive, if you never make a decision, you will be stuck in the place that you've always been. You will be stuck in a low vibrational poverty mindset. And neither of those things are worthy of the beautiful person that you are. So don't be afraid to be seen doing things differently, or don't be afraid to be seen supposedly making a mistake. It's not a mistake. It's just a different path. And if you're seen taking a different path, so what? That's not the end of the world. The life is not going to end because you decided a different way. Maybe your life will just start beginning when you take that first step. Know that it's okay. It's okay to go down a different path. It's okay to stumble. It's okay to fall. It's okay to be seen with scars from moving forward and falling. It's okay to be seen making a less popular decision. But just be seen making a decision. And know that it's okay and accept that and live in that and honor that. Number 4, take responsibility for your own actions. It is not always someone else's fault. It's yours. It's not. Even if it seems that, you know, it's someone else's fault, the responsibility comes to you. And there's a meme or a quote on Facebook or Instagram, whatever, and I don't know who said it, but it says, your actions may not be my fault, but my healing is my responsibility. When someone does something to you, it is your responsibility to heal, grow, and move on from that. It is not the person's responsibility to fix you. It's your responsibility. Ooh, and I know people don't like that. Every time I say that, someone gets very angry with me. But it is your responsibility to heal yourself from everything. It is your responsibility to take responsibility for everything that has happened to you. It is your responsibility. Your life is your responsibility. No one else's. It's not your parents' responsibility to heal you. It's not your spouse. It's not liquor. It's not food. It's not whatever you overindulge in. It's not their responsibility to heal you, to take your pain away, or to add joy to you, or to make you feel better, or to add happiness to you. It is your responsibility to live your life. It is your responsibility to fill your cup up. It is your responsibility to continue to fill your cup up. Remember that. Be mindful of that. And live a life like that. Live a life where you know that everything is my fault. And I have the beautiful right and the beautiful responsibility to take matters into my own hand. When we hear that, when we hear take responsibility, we think automatically negative. But do you know how much of an honor and privilege it is to be able to take responsibility for your life? It's beautiful to know that you have the power, you have the gift. You have the awareness and the consciousness to change things around. Just because it didn't go the way you thought it was supposed to go doesn't mean you don't hold the responsibility. You don't get the honor of changing things around for you. Number 5, help others in your situation. Make a commitment to that. Make a commitment that when you learn something, you give back to others. When you learn something, you turn around and teach someone else how you did it and what to do. Become someone's mentor. Become someone's guide. give back to others, help others who are in the same situation as you. It makes no sense that you get out of a situation and look back at the people who are still in that situation and tell them, well, you should have did what I did. No, you lay out a blueprint for them. You lay out a guide for them and you help them get out of the situation. You know, when you're in a situation, you're getting out of it, you should know how hard it was for you to do it alone. Why would you want someone else to suffer alone in the same situation or in a similar situation as you? Do you know how much value you could add to someone's life if you simply turn around, simply hold your hand out and tell someone, let me help you avoid the mistakes that I made. Let me help you avoid going down a bumpy path. Let me show you a shortcut to the prosperity that is your birthright. After all, that's why we're here on this earth, to help others, not to get out of the situation and turn around and make fun of them because they haven't got out of the situation. Your job, your responsibility is to turn around, hold your hand out, and help bless someone's life. Make a commitment today. Even if you are still in your situation, there is someone who is in the same situation but are worse off than you. Help them. And if they don't want the help, then you move on. But you do your part by helping, by showing yourself available, by showing yourself worthy. If you have gotten into your head that you are enough and you recognize that and you believe it and you see someone else on your journey who does not, help them. Whisper that to them. Tell them that. Remind them of that. The first time someone told me I am enough, it shook me to my core because no one had ever said that to me before. And then I remember turning around helping someone else a couple of months later. I remember helping someone understand that they deserve prosperity and they deserve to get out of their situation. That feels good to help others. Do your part. Last but not least are the 6 personal commitments. Whatever you decide to do, do it 100%. Please don't BS your way through life. Please don't half do life. Do it full out. Do it full out. There is a saying that we should all die empty at the end of the day, meaning at the end of the day, you should have given this day everything in you to where the point where you go lay down and go to sleep, you just pass right on out because you have depleted your energy by going in all day long. Whatever you decide, do it 100%. Don't be mediocre. Don't be 50%. Be all the way. What if the tires on your car were filled 50%? Would you drive it or would you go back and fill it up? If you have a half glass of water but you're still thirsty, do you leave it there or do you go fill it up? Would you buy a bottle of water that was halfway empty? Would you buy half of a car, half of a hamburger, half of a chicken nugget? Maybe I'm hungry right now. Why would you pay for something at full price and only get half of its value? That's what we are doing with our lives every day. Someone paved the way, made ultimate sacrifices for us to be, and we are repaying them by being average, below average, or performing at very low standards. Whatever you do, ladies and gentlemen, do it at 100% because this world needs your 100%. Whatever you do, do it at 100% because someone needs to know that you are the reason why they got out of it. I hope these 6 personal commitments have helped you, because they have helped guide me every day. They help me stay out of my low self-esteem. And when I feel myself slipping back down that rope, I look at these 6 personal commitments and I do the work. I put in the work. This podcast, you wouldn't listen to it if I didn't give you 100% of me. I wouldn't keep coughing and losing my voice if I didn't give you 100%. Ladies and gentlemen, whatever you do, do it well. If you take row B instead of row A, enjoy your row B to the best of your ability. Give row B all of you. If you choose row A, give row A all of you. And then add a little extra. Because you wouldn't want someone in your life that loved you, liked you, friended you halfway. You want someone loving you full out. You don't want someone somewhat committed to you. You would want someone fully committed to you. Fully commit to yourself, because you are deserving, you are enough, and it is your birthright. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Tempest Smith. Thank you so much for checking out today's episode of Overcoming Low Self-Esteem. Please do me a huge favor. If you haven't done so already, please like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. Please find me on Facebook at facebook.com/TempestSmith. That link can be found in the show notes. And if you have a question, a comment, or a suggestion, or if you would like to be a guest of this podcast, I would love to have you. I would love your feedback. I would love to improve on my end so I can help you improve in your life. Email me at overcoming@theatsjr.com. That is overcoming@theatsjr.com. That email is also in the show notes. I look forward to you all being here next time. Thank you so much. God bless. Are you a nonprofit or starting a nonprofit? Take our Nonprofits Are Us profitable nonprofit assessment only at nonprofitsareus.net. That's nonprofits, the letter R, us.net. Nonprofits Are Us is my newest baby, where I am producing profitable nonprofits. Nonprofits Are Us equips, trains, and educates small to medium-sized nonprofits on how to be successful, how to run their nonprofit as a business, and how to win all across the board. If you are a nonprofit, or if you're considering starting a nonprofit, feel free to visit our website at nonprofitsareus.net. That is nonprofits, the letter R, us.net.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.